The Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, tells us the story of the son of Yosi ben Yezer. The Gemara says, Toshma, the Yosi ben Yezer hoy leben, shaloi hoyu noy kishura. He had a son who did not act appropriately. Havali ilsa de dinre, he had different pshat, and one pshat, he had a room full of gold coins. He had a purse full of gold coins, come Agdisha. And because Yosef and Yezer did not want his son, who he felt wasn't worthy to inherit it, he was Magdish those coins. Also, Yosef and Yezer's son married Nosebes Gadol Galili the Yan de Malcolm. He married the daughter of Gadol, who was the person in charge of the crown of Yanei HaMelech. Elida Devisu and his wife had a baby, Zavon Labinso, so he bought a fish for her. Kara, as he opened the fish, Ashkechabar Megalosa, he found a diamond in it, a beautiful, expensive diamond. Amrele, so he said to her, she said to him, Loitamti Lamalka, there are very few customers for such a stone. So she said, don't bring it to the king, because the king, Shokaloch, may not be able to make clearly. They're going to underpay you its value. Rather, she said, Zimd Amtelagabi Gizbori, bring it to Hegdish. However, she told him, Vloitashaymeat, you be careful not to mention a price. Because once you mention a price, and the price you mention may be too low, you will be obligated to give that price to Hegdish. Because there's a din of Amirosel Gavoya to Misirosel Hegdit. So the Gemara here teaches us a halacha. The halacha is Amirosel Gavoya, that if somebody says something to Hegdish, it's Misirosel Hegdit, which means, as we learn throughout Shas, that in order for a kinyan to be effective, you have to have, in order for a transfer of assets to be effective, you have to have a kinyan. But there's a special halacha by Hegdish, Amirasal Gvaya, Kemisirasal Hegdish, you don't have to have any special type of kinyan. As soon as you obligate yourself, it's effective. And of course, the Ritva points out, we know, as we learned previously, Kinyan Mesira doesn't apply by all items. So says the Ritva, what the Gemara doesn't mean to say here is that by an object, an item, where Mesira is an effective means of Kinyan, there Amira will help. And why will be the Alocha by an object where Mesira is not the Kinyan? That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that in all situations, by Hegdish, an Amira is sufficient to make it into an effective Kinyan. But the very big Machloikas, why? The Yerushalmi, in Masechta Kedushin Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, explains that the source for this Halacha, because the Pasuk says, Lashem Haaretz Umeloyai. The entire world belongs to Hashem. So since the entire world belongs to Hashem, you have a Kinyan Chatzar everywhere there's going to be a Kinyan Chatzar everywhere. We know one of the factive means of Kinyanim is Kinyan Chatzar, and the entire world is the Chatzar of Hashem. Rav Shimon Shkop says as follows. Normally, what is the concept behind the Kinyan? So he explains that the concept behind the Kinyan is that I transfer, if I'm selling you something, I'm transferring the object from my rishus to your rishus. So there has to be an actual physical transfer from my rishus to your rishus. When we're referring to transferring something to the rishus of Hashem, everywhere is the Rishus of Hashem, so as soon as I say it, the transfer has effectively happened. The Rashbam, however, has a different approach. The Rashbam says the reason why Mirasul Gvai Kimsurasul Hejit, because the Pasuk says, V'ish Kiyagdis Espesoi Kaidish. And as the Chassan Sofer explains, the word Kaidish is superfluous. The Torah is coming to teach us, Ish Kiyagdish Espesoi. As soon as you magdish your house, immediately it's Kaidish LaHashem. It immediately becomes Hashem's. And I saw that the Kli Chemda has a beautiful explanation in helping us understand what the Rashbam means. He says that the reason why normally a king, when a kinyan is made, there has to be a physical transfer is because when we speak about human beings who are physical, in order for their kinyanim to be effective, there has to be a physical dimension to their kinyan. When we speak about a kinyan to Hegdish, so to speak, a kinyan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no need for anything physical because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, and therefore the limitations that are represented by kinyanim of physical limitations don't apply there. The Rashbam, however, gives a different explanation. He says, because the Pasuk says, Moitzis v'secha tishma v'sisa, that as soon as somebody makes a neder, he has to fulfill it. So ask the Chassam Sofer, yes, the Torah is teaching us that if somebody obligates himself to Hegdish, he has to fulfill his obligation. But how do we see from that Pasuk that obligation represents as if there was a transfer? So he explains that when somebody makes a nether, he means to keep the nether. Since he means to keep the nether, so obviously, meaning to keep the nether means that he's going to fulfill his nether, and mele there is a kinyan. As I always think, try to explain what this means is as follows. Why, as we find constantly through our Shas, is there a need for a kinyan? The need for a kinyan that we find throughout Shas is because by having a kinyan, we show that what happened here is serious. There's a gemira stas. So when two human beings are doing a financial transaction, we cannot be sure that there was gemira stas. However, when the transaction is with Hegdish, there we're certain that the person wants to fulfill what he obligated himself to, and that there is therefore a gemira stas automatically. The Zeche Yitzchak says what the Rashbam means to say, the mitzvah forces him, he has a mitzvah to fulfill what he said, and that mitzvah makes the kinyan. So we have here in the Rashbam two reasons, two psukim that the Rashbam is quoting, why Amirasul Gvayk Misurasul Hejit. One is the pasuk of Ish Kiyagdis Espesoi Kodesh, and one is the pasuk of Maitzish Vashacha Tishma Vasisa. So Reb Cheskel Abramsky, in his Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, says, why do we need two psukim? Says, the pasuk of Maitzish Vashacha teaches us that this is a din in Hilchis Nedarim. The pasuk of Ish Kiyagdish teaches us that this is a din in Maisa Kinyan. A nafkamina will be, for example, an Akum. Akum don't have a din of Nedarim, but Akum have a din that they can be Magdish, of Kinyanim. Or we know a Nether, although a Nether of Hegdish is much more complicated, a Nether you could have annulled. A kinyan is much more difficult to withdraw. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us that Hegdish is Chal B'machshava. And the Mordechai, quoting Rav Haigoin, says that just like we learn in our Gemara, that if you're Magdish by saying something is Hegdish, Amirosel Gvoi Kim Sirosel Hegit, so too, if somebody's Magdish Ramachshava, it's Kmesira Lahegit, and it becomes immediately Hegdish. The Miri disagrees. The Miri disagrees, and he says that you have to have at least the Dibur. It could well be that the Machloikis of the Mordechai and the Miri is connected to the question that we just discussed. We just discussed what is the basis for Amir al Gavai Kmasir al Hejit? Is it a din in Hilchis Nedorim, or is it a din in Hilchis Hegdish? If we say it's a din in Nedorim, so the halacha is that a neder is not considered a neder until you verbalize it. So yes, there's a din of Amir al Gavai Kmasir al Hejit, but says the Miri, you at least have to verbalize it. If we say it's a din in Kinyonim, there you don't have to have any verbalization, and that's why the Mordechai will hold that even with a machshav alone, it will become Hegdish. Now, the question that comes up is we don't have Hegdish in our time. But we do have Tztaka. So what will be the halacha regarding Tztaka? If somebody obligates himself to give Tztaka, is that a miral Tztaka be obligation like a kinyan? The Rif quotes in Masechta Bava Kama, quotes that some say that Tztaka is not nikna b'amira, but the Rif himself holds that Tztaka does, you're obligated in Tztaka, it's nikna b'amira. And as the Ritva explains, that just like by Hegdish we learn in our Gemara, Amira l'gavaya k'misras l'hegit, so too by Tztaka. And so too is the opinion of the Ran. Reb Reuven Grozovsky in the Chedusha Reb Reuven and Masechta Nedarim say that this Shaila is really connected to the Machloikis that we just quoted. Also, that what is the basis for Amir al Gavai to Masir al Hegel? If we say that it's a din in the Dorim, so the Dorim are not limited to Hekish. The Dorim apply to Tztaka as well. If ever we say it's a din of Kinyonim, so it could be that Hegdish, especially like we explained at the beginning of the Shir, Hegdish has special Kinyonim. Why? We gave number of reasons, Lashem Oret Simoloyoi, the entire world is the Chatzar of Hashem. We gave a reason that when we're dealing with Ruchnius, we don't need to have physical transfer. If so, it could be only by Hegdish that halacha will apply. But if it's a din in the Dorim, it'll apply to Tztaka as well.